So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited Rav Oishu, who said, Chal l'kal Rav Shimon af Berishayna. Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama regarding Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai, both in the case of Yibam ul B'Saif Noilad, u'behetera Ashkacha, and also in the case of Noilad v'Achkach Yibam, u'bisura Ashkacha. Shimon holds that even in this case, she is Mutter Talevi, because regarding the halacha of Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai, we say Yesh Zika. The Zika Kiknuz Adamya. She is considered as if Shimon had already been Miyabim, and it's as if Behater Ashkecha, and she is not Aser Mishum Eish HaSach Mekayach Ruben. The Gemara cites Rav Papa, who disagrees with Rav Eishia. Rav Papa Amar, B'yibim v'achkach noilid polig Rav Shimon. B'noilid v'achkach yibim loy polig. Rav Shimon disagrees with the Talikama regarding Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai in the second Mishnah only, in a case of yibim or b'saif noilid. Shimon was Miyabim Sarah before Levi was born, which is Behetera Ashkecha. Levi found her in a permitted status. When Levi was born, there was no Chiyub Yibam Mekech Reuben, since Shimon had already been Miyam. Shimon holds that Sarah is Mutter to Levi and Yibam when she later falls to him from Shimon, because she was never also to him Mekech Reuben. However, Shimon does not disagree with the Tanakhama in the first Mishnah. At the beginning of the parak, in the case of Neilid V'Achkech Yavim, Levi was born before Shimon was Miyam Sarah, which is B'Yisur Ashkecha. Levi found her in a forbidden status. When Levi was born, there was a Chiyav Yib Mekayach Reuben. And since Levi was Eishas Achiv Shlohei Ba'ilamai, Sarah became Asa Mishum Eishas Ach Mekayach Reuben. In this case, Rav Shimon agrees with Rabbanan that Sarah remains Asa to Levi when she later falls to him from Shimon. Rav Papa holds that Rav Shimon does not hold Yesh Zika, Bezika Kiknus Adamya. She is not considered as if Shimon had already been Meyabim, and therefore she is Bisur Ashkecha and remains Asr. The Gemara clarifies that according to Rav Oishia, who holds that Rav Shimon holds Zika Kiknusa, we're compelled to qualify that it's only B'Yavim Echad. As in our case, at the time of Reuben's death, Shimon was the only Yavim. Therefore, it's considered as if he had already been Meyabim. However, B'Shnei Yavamin, where there are two brothers who are eligible to be Meyabim, we cannot say Zika Kiknusa, it's as if one of them was Miyabim, because we don't know which brother will actually be Miyabim. For example, there were three brothers originally, and Yehuda is the Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai. However, according to Rav Papa, who holds the Rav Shimon does not hold Zika Kiknusa, there's no difference between Yavam Echad and Shnei Yavam. In the case of Yibim V'Achach Noilid, also referred to in the Braisa as Nisuin Koid Meleida, Sarah is mutter even b'shnei yavamin, because the reason is because of Behter Ashkecha, one of the brothers had already been Miyabim. In the case of Neilid v'achkach Yibim, or later Koidemes l'nisuin, Sarah is aser even b'yavim echad, because Rav Papa holds that Rav Shimon does not hold Zika Kiknusa. The Gemara cites a braisa in support of Rav Papa, which also elaborates on variations of the above scenario of Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai. We have primarily been discussing a case where Shimon was Miyabim Reuben's wife, Sarah, and Shimon also had a wife, Rivka. After Shimon's death, they both fall for Yibim to Levi. This braisa supports Rav Papa that it depends when Levi was born. Noilad v'achkach Yibim umeis. After the death of Reuben, Levi was born, Shimon was Miyabim Sarah, and later died. Tanakhama, who the braisa identifies as Remeir, and Rib Shimon agree, Shtein peturis min achalitzim in the Yibim. Sarah is pater, because she's Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai. Rivka is pater because she's a tzara serva. The braisa adds another variation, which we did not have earlier, in which the halacha would be the same. Kansa v'meis v'achkach noy le'ach. After the death of Reuben, Shimon was Miyam Sarah and died, and then Levi was born. Sarah is pater because, according to a mayor, she's a double Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai, both from Reuben and from Shimon. And according to Reb Shimon, she's Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai from Shimon. Rivka is pater because she's Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai from Shimon. Yivim v'achkach noilid v'meis. After the death of Reuben, Shimon was Miyabim Sarah, Levi was born, and Shimon died. In this case, as the machlokes Reb Meir holds, shtein peturis min achalitzim in the Yibim. Sarah is pater because she's Eish HaSachav Shalhoi Ba'ilamai. Rivka is pater because of Tzara Sever. Shimon holds, Miyabim la'ez men shiyirtza, oicheles la'ez men shiyirtza, Levi can be Miyabim or perform chalitza with either one. This is a simple case of Yibim, because Sara is not Eishes Achav Shalahay Bailame, because Be'etera Ashkecha, and Rivka is therefore certainly not Itzara's Erba. The Braisa now discusses a case where Shimon did nothing. Lo hispik lasis b'maimer achanud la'ach b'meis. After the death of Reuven, before Shimon could do anything, Levi was born and Shimon died. Harishayna yaitzim isham eishes achav shlohay b'olamai, v'shniya oichad letzis ha'mis yabemis. Sarah's pater because she's eishes achav shlohay b'olamai from Reuven. Rivka is obligated in Yibim because Levi was b'olamai of Shimon and she's not a tzara's erva because Sarah did not become Shimon's wife. The Braisa next discusses a case of where Shimon made a maimer. According to Reb Meir, in both cases, Reb Meir holds that Maimer is merely midraban. As a result, Sarah is pater because she's Eishes Achav Shlohay Bailamai from Reuven min Hatayra, because Shimon was not Miyabim. Rivka must do Chalitza, but may not do Yibim. Why? Rivka is obligated in Chalitza because Levi was by Lomay of Shimon. And min ha-tayra, she's not a Tzara's erva because Sarah did not become Shimon's wife min ha-tayra. However, she may not do Yibim because midrabanan, she is a Tzara's erva because Sarah did become Shimon's wife midrabanan by the Maimer. Rav Shimon disagrees about the effectiveness of Maimer. He holds that a suffix. Either Maimer accomplishes a kinyan min ha-tayra, and the Yavam is considered the Yavam's full-fledged wife as if he was Miyavam, or it accomplishes nothing at all, even with Rabbanan. As a result, according to Rav Shimon, it will depend. If Levi was born before the Maimer, Sarah is potter because whether the Maimer is effective or not, she's Eishes Achav Shlohay Bailamai from Reuven because Reb Shimon agrees, but not V'achkach Yibim. Rivka must do Chalitza, but may not do Yibim. She must do Chalitza because if the Maimer was not effective, she's not a Tzara's Erva, because Sarah did not become Shimon's wife, and Rivka is obligated as Shimon's widow. However, she may not do Yibim because if the Maimer is effective, she is a Tzara's Erva, because Sarah did become Shimon's wife by the Maimer. If Shimon made a maimer before Levi was born, Sarah must do chalitza, but may not do yibum. She must do chalitza because if the maimer was effective, she's not an eishes achav shlohay b'olamai, because it's like yibum v'achkach noilid u'b'heter ashkecha. However, she may not do yibum because if the maimer was not effective, she did not become Shimon's wife, and she remains Eishes Achav Shlohay Bailamai from Reuben. Rivka is obligated in and may do Yibim umaman of Shach. If the Maimer was not effective, Sarah did not become Shimon's wife, and Rivka is obligated as Shimon's widow. Even if the Maimer was effective, and Sarah did become Shimon's wife by the Maimer, she is not a Tzara's erva because it's like Yibim v'achkach noilid, and there is no Eishes Achav Shlohay Bailamai according to Rabbi Shimon. In this case of Asaba Maimer, the Yibim v'chalitza of Rivka releases Sarah m'manavshach. If the Maimer was not effective and Sarah did not become Shimon's wife, Sarah does not require Yibim v'chalitza at all because she's Eishes Achav Shlohay Bailamai from Reuven. If the Maimer was effective and Sarah did become Shimon's wife by the Maimer, she becomes pater by the Yibim v'chalitza of Rivka, as in every case of two Yavamas, the Yibim v'chalitza of one releases the other. However, Cholos L'Bailas Maimer lo nifter et Sarah. The chalitza of Sarah does not release Rivka, because if the Maimer was not effective, Sarah was not Shimon's wife, and Rivka requires her own chalitza. It must be pointed out that if Levi wants to do Yibim with Rivka, he must do so before he does chalitza with Sarah. After chalitza with Sarah, he must and can only do chalitza with Rivka. He cannot do Yibim because if the Maimer was effective, Sarah was Shimon's wife, and her chalitza also released Rivka. The Gemara proceeds to explain the machlokes. The Yibim v'achkach noilid, my time Reb Shimon. Kedama taima, hoy lebo matza beheter, v'lo omdolav sho'achas be'eser. As explained earlier, Levi found her in the permitted status. My tamay adirabanan, amakra v'locha loy le'isha v'yibma, adayin yivuma harishayin malau. She retains her status as the Yavama from Reuven, and therefore remains in Eishes Achav Shlei Belamit Talevi. However, the words Lokacha Loi Leisha teach Kansa Harehi Keishta Lachal Daver Melamit Shemegarsh Beget Umachzira. After Yimah, she is considered his full-fledged wife, and that he can divorce her with a get only, and he may remarry her.